Here's that moment I spoke about this morning when George Pell was being cross-examined about back in 1973-74 being told by a child there were offences being committed in a school by Brother Dowland. This is the Royal Commissioner speaking firstly.
What did that boy say to you?
He said something like, Dowland is misbehaving with boys.
That was a very serious matter to be raised with you, wasn't it?
Yes, in that is the case.
What did you do about it?
I didn't do anything about it.
Would you have done something about it?
Well, I eventually did. I eventually inquired of the school chaplain.
But what about at the time? What about the time you received the allegation from the boy? Didn't it occur to you?
It would have been fairly close together.
Well, you didn't go straight to the school and say, "I've got this allegation. What's going on?"
No, I didn't.
Should you have?
With the experience of 40 years later, certainly I would agree that I should have done more.
Why do you need the experience of 40 years later? Wasn't it a serious matter then?
Yes, but people had a different attitude to them. There was no specifics about the activity, how serious it was, and the boy wasn't asking me to do anything about it. Lamenting and mentioning.
Cardinal, you and I have had this discussion.
Quite unspecific.
Cardinal, you and I have had this discussion on more than one occasion. Why was it necessary for people to ask you to do something rather than for you to accept the information and initiate your own response?
Obviously, that is not the case, and my responsibilities as an auxiliary bishop and the director of an educational institute, an archbishop, obviously I was more aware of those obligations in those situations than I was as a young cleric. But I don't excuse my comparative lack of activity, the fact that I only went to the school chaplain and inquired what was the truth of these rumours.
And did nothing about it. And therein lies the problem. That is the first time that Cardinal George Pell has admitted that he received notification, and prior to that exchange, and we'll play it again so that you can digest it. Prior to that exchange, he admitted to counsel for the unnamed victim, who goes by initials, that the person that gave him the information in relation to this other matter, Brother Dowland, was someone, a child whom he trusted and could be trusted to tell the truth. That's what he said. And yet he said this.
What did that boy say to you?
He said something like, Dowland is misbehaving with boys.
Okay, he's misbehaving with boys, and you draw your own conclusions from that. He, at some stage later, spoke to the school principal, a Christian Brother school, we're told, and took no further action. But that's the first time he's actually admitted at the Royal Commission or anywhere else, to my knowledge, that he did receive a legitimate complaint about the behaviour of either a priest or a brother inside the Catholic system.